From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Catalonia's deposed President Carles Puigdemont has vowed to keep fighting for independence after the Spanish central government ordered him to accept his cabinet's dismissal.
You will have to maintain the momentum of this country in the coming hours, particularly where peace, civic responsibility, and dignity are concerned.
The Spanish region of Catalonia is now under the direct control of Madrid. Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy dissolved Catalonia's parliament just hours after the regional body voted in favor of independence from Spain. Somali police say that they have ended an Islamist militant siege of a hotel in the capital, Mogadishu. At least 23 people were killed and dozens wounded when a car bomb exploded in front of the hotel. The Al-Shabaab militant group has claimed responsibility. There was a second car bomb blast Saturday near the former parliament building. The extent of the damage from that explosion was not immediately clear. The twin bombings came exactly 2 weeks after a huge truck blast killed at least 358 people at a busy Mogadishu intersection. A U.S. federal grand jury has approved the first charges in an investigation of Russian influence on last year's presidential elections in the U.S. An investigation is looking into allegations of whether or not the Trump campaign may have colluded with Russia to win that election. They are also examining the possibility that President Trump might have tried to interfere with the Russian investigation. The probe is also looking into possible financial ties between Russian businesses and also members of the Trump campaign. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A pre-dawn Taliban attack in northern Afghanistan has killed at least 13 government forces. The attack came a day after Afghan officials confirmed separate insurgent attacks in the eastern Ghazni province that killed at least 9 police personnel. Australian lawmakers in the state of Victoria will debate a bill to allow medically assisted dying, a highly controversial issue fraught with arguments over who, if anyone, should be able to decide the timing of their own death. In the Australian state of Victoria, the lower house of parliament passed legislation October 20th that would allow what the bill calls voluntary assisted dying. The vote came after a contentious marathon debate session lasting more than 24 hours. Assisted death usually means being issued a prescription for drugs that will end the patient's life at the time and place of their choosing. Most patients eligible for it are terminally ill, and with death approaching soon, five nations have legalized assisted dying, that is Belgium, Canada, Colombia, Luxembourg, and the Netherlands. An offshoot of the Taliban, the Haqqani Network, is an Afghan guerrilla insurgent group fighting against U.S.-led NATO forces and the government of Afghanistan. Meantime, there is word that the Haqqani Network is considered a top terror group on a list put together by the United States. VOA's Sarah Williams has more.
Pakistani Foreign Minister Khawaja Asif told lawmakers the Haqqani Network is on the top of the list, but none of the militants are Pakistanis, as he referred to the list his government received from the U.S. The list is part of a series of efforts by Washington to move toward the implementation of its new South Asia strategy, announced by President Donald Trump in August, in which regional countries were put on notice not to tolerate within their borders militant safe havens, which are used by terror groups to disrupt regional security. The list of militants was reportedly handed over to Pakistani civil and military leaders by U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, who, on a trip to the Middle East and South Asia, visited Islamabad to urge Pakistan to deny safe havens to militant groups. Sarah Williams, VOA News.
The UN Children's Fund warns potentially life-threatening malnutrition is on the rise among Rohingya refugee children who have fled to Bangladesh to escape violence and abuse in Myanmar. UNICEF spokesperson Marixi Mercado says that they have screened several hundred children who were stuck at the border during the mass influx in mid-October. She says they found 14 cases of the worst form of malnutrition among 103 children. 600,000 Rohingya have crossed into Bangladesh since August 25th. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.